You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
There was a Merseyside derby, and it didn't go well for my Reds. Sure did not. Crystal Palace got the 2-0 win over Newcastle, Manchester United, and Sheffield United. That was a crazy one. United end up getting the 4-2 win, but it was perilously close for them. Bournemouth get the 1-0 win over Wolves. And, yeah, looking at that Merseyside derby, Everton 2-0 over Liverpool. This was a massive 3 points up for grabs for both sides as Liverpool looked to stay alive in that title race and Everton looked to stay above the drop. But once again, Liverpool just unable to capitalize on chances. And, you know, Jurgen Klopp put out his strongest squad for this. And it's just, honestly, Everton were the better team on the day. And I wish I could sit this segment out because there's just not a lot of good things to say about Liverpool in that performance yesterday. But I have to give a huge amount of credit to Everton and Sean Dyche. They hadn't won in this derby in 30 meetings, I think, or only their second win in this derby in 30 meetings.
Since 2010. Like
and do you know
Arteta scored?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you know who scored? Tim Cahill and Mikel Arteta.
I mean, exactly.
The last time.
It's been a long time. This is the first loss in this matchup for Jurgen Klopp, and of course, it's his final
on his way
Merseyside
out.
Derby. So this is what it did to the top three, and I think based on what we saw yesterday, I think it's safe to say that the dream is over for Liverpool in the title race, which, you know,
Mathematically, no.
But
it's gonna again, be difficult.
My goodness, how many chances can you create and just not finish? The front three have been absolutely terrible. Mo Salah looked lost.
Checked out.
He looked off.
Checked out, lost, all the above, Nico.
I think we also need to give a lot of credit to Everton because
100%.
From the jump,
thank you.
They were up for this game.
They were.
Mm-hmm. You could see how much conviction they played with. They were winning every second ball. The knife was between their teeth. They were ready to kill. They were ready to pounce. Mm-hmm. And Liverpool was just half a step behind. Defensively on the set pieces, they were poor. Individual mistakes.
Virgil van Dijk.
Virgil van Dijk was losing headers. Robertson was missing off shots. He was whiffing crosses that were coming to him to shoot. Trent Alexander-Arnold was running into Szoboszlai. McAllister was taking just shot without really any meaning. They were getting blocked every single time. Mm-hmm. Liverpool wasn't offering that change of pace, that change of rhythm. I think everybody has a point at themselves. I think the only one that gets a pass is Luis Diaz, who is actively trying.
I think Andy Robertson played pretty well as
okay.
I would give him
fair.
A shout. But I think he was trying at the very least.
And though coming in, making mistakes the moment he steps on the field, it It wasn't good. It wasn't good enough from Liverpool if you want to win a title.
But did you not kind of see this coming?
Along the lines of
remember that period where Liverpool was bringing in, you know, 16, or maybe not 16, but kids from the academy. Mm-hmm. They were bringing in people off the bench who were playing well above what anyone would have expected them to do. And they were finding those moments of magic. And at some point, you have to understand that you sort of will regress to the mean, right? You will regress to the
But they got all
middle.
Their guys back. And that's why I...
That's the part that's frustrating.
That's why I'm
Because
but
you bring
so
in your
surprised.
Stars, and they can't get it
Klopp
through.
I also think you'd too. You'd have an extra edge because this is the end of an era for this club. But give, they just looked frantic.
I was going to say, give Everton some credit, though. We've talked a lot about Liverpool throughout this. No one has brought up Everton other than points deductions because they've had a really rough season. And I think over the last two matches, you've seen an Everton that have come out and said, we don't want to get relegated. We will put it all on the line.
I mean,
and
they don't have it.
And they don't have a second gear. They don't have a plan B. Yeah. This is what they do. Mm-hmm. And give credit. And I think over the last two matches, and you will make a joke of it, but some of the players have even brought this up. When Sean Dyche comes out in a tracksuit and not a suit, you know, shirt and tie, you're sending a message. Even he said a change needed to be made. Well, he probably said a change needed to be made, but a change needed to be made. He wanted to represent something different. And look at how those small, it's so funny how in a game of football where you have, you know, just a sea of incredible players in this league and a simple change like that sort of changes the mentality of a team or sends a signal to your players that something different has to come. And they have done that over the last two matches. And now they're free. They're free from the drop. Mm-hmm. The new stadium will open up next season if everything continues to go to plan. A new ownership is seemingly getting closer and closer with 777 Group. Things are starting to look up for Everton in a way where we were looking back a couple months ago and talking about how they were going to be relegated.
It was bleak. It was bleak. And the fact that you pull this off against not only a team that's fighting for their title, but your city rival.
It's in your home stadium, which is about to go away.
In a fixture that you often, in the majority of the cases, lose. Mm-hmm. And though their mentality yesterday was incredible. It's the complete juxtaposition of mentally where Liverpool are at. That since that Atalanta loss.
I would say since the draw with United.
Okay, there you go. Since the draw with United.
That's such a
been,
great point.
Because it's like they have everything at their disposal to pull it off. And they've had chance after chance after chance. It's just gone begging in every single goal. And it shows how they're mentally not sharp. Liverpool don't look sharp.
It stinks because you wanted, at least as a Liverpool fan, you wanted this Klopp farewell tour to end with a roar. At least going for it rather than this whimper that we've seen for them, which is so uncharacteristic of Liverpool teams.
At least having heart when you're playing.
Exactly. And they've always been a team that's kind of been able to play their way back into matches, and they just look toothless. Like you don't see that. And it's like there's this resignation amongst the group right now. And it's just not how I think anybody wanted to see this whole Klopp era come to a close.
In particular, I don't think I've ever seen a Klopp team that can't find something to get over the hump.
It seems
like that is the feature of a Klopp.
There was a season that the Van Dijk injury season in the Everton-Liverpool where Pickford comes out and tears his ACL. Liverpool really struggled that season. Mm-hmm. Like that, the only time that in Klopp's era at Liverpool that I can remember Liverpool not having that answer to a slump was back then. They were decimated by injuries too that season. But it's a lot of that same tone, a lot of those same hues that you were seeing in that season are coming up in the worst time. Like when it's most critical, you need a response. The players haven't shown up, and that's a little bit worrying. And I think it mirrors a lot about what Klopp was talking about—the burnout.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's what it is, Darian?
They look like it
from a player's perspective, watching them.
They just look like they had no heart. Everton looked like they were just going to capitalize on set pieces. That was their game plan. That's what they were going to go do. And even Klopp in his presser afterwards said, we knew that that's what was going to happen. We planned for it. We trained for it. But if you're doing all of the prep work for it and they're still scoring and capitalizing on those, and by player to player, Liverpool obviously has the better team, and you're not winning that game, and it just looked like so disjointed and frantic, and some players looked desperate and were taking shots. You pointed out every single player that I was thinking of. But they didn't look like they had anything left. It was just kind of like resigned. I guess this is kind of the end of the era. I don't know. I would think you'd have more motivation too with Klopp.
Yeah.
you'd have a much more heart, even if it's an ugly win, but they didn't even have that.
It's like they don't have an ability to dig deep in these last four games.
They've shown it over the stretch of the season.
They were the mentality monsters.
Remember, who scored more after the 75th minute? At one point, Liverpool was leading the charge there. And now you look at it and you just think, they're devoid of that next step. They're devoid of that next gear. Mm. Where that's not something we would have said about players like Virgil van Dijk, Mohamed Salah.
Mo Salah.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about players where they were known for finding that other gear. And now, all of a sudden, especially in a derby where you've completely controlled it in the past, and now you just sat there and you lost.
It's 2-0. Their body language showed a lot during the match, too. Virgil, I have to say, his body language was horrible the entire match. They look like they're passing blame off to everybody for mistakes, kind of pushing each other around on the pitch, but like it wasn't making sense for what the game was asking for. They gave up.
It's a real shame because you were talking about wanting to get a tattoo for Liverpool for the championship, but now you can't.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.